who has kept you and I alive. Wherever you are joining us this morning, can you just lift up your hands in sweet worship and adoration to the King of Glory. Oh, what a mighty God you are. Faithful God, we thank you. Faithful God, we bless you. Faithful God, we thank you for the privilege of access. Access into your presence. Access into your riches. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of family. Thank you for the gift of friends. Thank you for the gift of the body of Christ. Thank you for the privilege to come into your presence this morning. We are grateful, oh God. We are grateful in the midst, even in the midst of this challenge. We are grateful because your word says in everything, not in some things, in everything, in everything, in everything. We are here today to offer thanks and adoration to you, oh God. This is a virtual Thanksgiving service. This is a virtual Thanksgiving service. And we're here to offer thanksgiving, honor, and adoration. Well, just lift up your hands and just adore him this morning. Blessed be your name, Father God. In Jesus' name, we worship. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to use this opportunity once again to appreciate everyone that is joining us online this morning. I really believe that we're going to be having a wonderful time today in the presence of the Lord. But welcome to our virtual Thanksgiving service. Normally the last Sunday in every month here in DDCC is a time of Thanksgiving, since we cannot gather, you know, together. Fiscally speaking, wherever you are watching us, we still believe that we can celebrate Thanksgiving virtually. Wherever you're joining us, so get ready to thank God in a special way today. Without much ado, I'd like to share God's word with us today. If you have been following the series, I've been speaking on the subject of how to prosper in a time of crisis. We are in a time of crisis in the world today. We're in a time of crisis. The word crisis is from the Greek word krisis, K-R-I-S-I-S. And it simply means a turning point in a disease. A turning point in a disease. That is the place whereby somebody could either get worse or better. It's a critical moment. That's what a time of crisis is. Is a time of intense difficulty and danger. But I want us to know that in the midst of this crisis, Christ rules, Christ reigns. And I've shared with us so far, about three powerful weapons or keys that will enable you and I to succeed in a time of crisis. Today we're going to go on by his grace to look at another powerful key that will help you and I in this season. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Habakkuk. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. I'll read verse 17. Verse 17 to 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Now, this is a very precarious situation. This is a situation of doom. It's a crisis situation that the prophet is describing here. He now says in verse 18, in the midst of this crisis, he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I like that. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer on my strings instrument. Let us pray. Father, I thank you because the entrance of your word giveth light. It gives understanding to the simple. I pray this morning and this hour, that your word will come alive. Come alive to us in our situation and our circumstance. Let your name be glorified. Let somebody receive a word in the word. And let our faith be encouraged and strengthened this morning. We give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Like I said earlier on, we've been speaking on the subject of how to prosper in a time of crisis. We can prosper in a time of crisis because God has a contingency plan. God has a strategy of prospering us. God has the power to turn a curse into a blessing. Deuteronomy 23 verse 5 says that God also has the power to turn what is bad to good. Genesis 50 verse 20. I want us to know that if we are going to prosper in this crisis situation, if we are going to succeed in these challenging times, you and I must deploy. We must deploy the weapons and the strategies that God has made available to us. You see, for every warfare, there are strategies, there are weapons. Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9 says, my ways are not your ways, neither my thoughts your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. God has a system. God has ways that he wants us to respond to this crisis. And I'm telling you, if we begin to deploy this weapon, I see you succeeding even in the midst of this crisis in the name of Jesus. So far, I have shared with us three of those secrets. Three of those secrets. I said we're going to be looking at 12 of them. By the special grace of God today, I want to share with you secret number four. Secret number four, or the weapon number four that will help you to prosper for such a time as this. And that weapon is you need to be mindful of your praise. If you and I are going to prosper in this time of crisis, the praises of God must not cease from your mouth. What am I saying? Praise, your praise is your weapon of succeeding or prospering in this time of famine. In this time of crisis, your praise weapon must be in place. This is not the time for you to be quiet. This is not the time for you and I to neglect the weapon of praise. If you look at the scripture that I read to us, Habakkuk 3 verse 17 to 19, you will see that what the Bible, what God recommends in a time of praises, one of the things that will bring you out, one of the things that will make you to be a success, is for you to endeavor to praise God. I know you are wondering, how can God expect me to praise him in a time of crisis? Hear me and hear me good this morning. God's ways are not man's ways. God's ways are better than man's ways. God's ways are superior to man's ways. And you need to know that there's something that praise does for you. If you look at Psalm 50, for instance, Psalm 50, verse 14 and 15, God says, offer unto me thanksgiving and pay your vows unto the Most High. Verse 15 now says, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear me and hear me good this morning. This is not the time to complain. This is the time to compliment. This is not the time to grumble. This is the time to show gratitude. This is not the time to murmur. This is the time to make melody in the Lord. That is God's way of bringing you for bringing us out of crisis. Anybody can praise God when the going is good. Listen to this. Our God is not just the God of the mountains. He's the God of the valley. Our God is not just the God of the good times. He's the God of the bad times, of the ugly time. He sits upon the throne and he has given you, you and I, a weapon. A weapon that will help you to succeed. I want to ask you this question this morning. Where have you kept your weapon of praise? This is the time for you to lift up your voice like a trumpet and jubilate and glorify God. That is the answer. That is how to prosper in this time of crisis. The prophet Habakkuk says, yet in the midst of crisis, he says, I will what? I will rejoice in the Lord. He says, I will joy in the God of myself. The word rejoice here in Habakkuk 3 verse 18, that word rejoice means to jump for joy. It means to jump for joy. And the word joy here in the book of Habakkuk that we read, it means to spin around as if to say you're under the influence of a violent emotion. Listen to me. God will provide strength for you in this time of crisis. And the way his strength will come is by learning to praise him. Look at verse 19. It says, when you praise him in a time of crisis, it says, the Lord will now be a source of strength. Don't forget what the scripture says, Psalm 37, verse 39. Psalm 37, verse 39. It says, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength. You see that word? In the time of trouble. Listen, how will he be a source of strength when you engage the weapon of praise? Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength. See the word again? Strength. A very present help in the time of trouble. How will God be a source of strength? How will God be a source of succor in this time of crisis? When we'll engage the weapon of praise. This is the time for you to lift up your voice like a trumpet. This is the time that the praise of God must not cease. Say after me, the praise of God will not cease in my mouth. Say it again. Say the praise of God will not cease him. Listen, Satan may be able to take away from you everything, but don't allow him to take away your praise, because your praise is your weapon of bringing you, it's God's weapon rather, of bringing you out of crisis. I love the amplified version of Habakkuk chapter 3 verse Habakkuk 3 verse 19 in the classic version edition. It says, the Lord God is my strength, my personal bravery, and my invisible army. That's who God is. How will God be a source of strength? When you learn to praise him in this season. And it's interesting to see something here. If you go to verse 19, it says, the Lord God is my strength. Now, how does he make that strength available? It says, he will make your feet like the hen's feet. Now, when he makes your feet like hen's feet, that will cause you to walk upon your high places. It's very interesting. Why did God liken your feet? Yeah. Why does he want to make your feet like the hind's feet? By the way, the animal called the hind is also called a doe, D-O-E, or a female deer. There's something about the hind's feet. You see, the hind's feet, is sure-footed. The hind is a sure-footed, agile animal. When I say swarthy, what do I mean? Listen to this. His back feet will always, his back feet will fit exactly into the same place his front feet was. That is how precise. There's something again about the feet of an hind. The hind's feet is swift. The hind's feet is firm. And the hind's feet is steadfast. Do you know why God makes his feet like that? So that he will be able to scale the rocky terrains. It will be able to navigate the rocky terrains or the difficult terrains and escape from the predators. So what God is saying in essence is, when he says, I will make your feet like hind's feet, he's saying, I will give you the strength and the capacity that you need to navigate through the difficult issues of life. I want you to hear me and hear me well this morning. God's strength is going to be made available to you through praise to navigate through this season. Your future will not be taken in the name of Jesus. You will not be overwhelmed by this crisis. Praise will lift you up. Praise will provide you with the strength and the capacity to go through this crisis in the name of Jesus. So where is your praise, my brother? Where is your praise, my sister? You can see from this scripture that it is the weapon of praise that God uses to provide strength. Strength for you. I prophesy to you this morning, your foot will not be taken. I prophesy to you this morning, listen to this, you will not only survive this famine, you will not only survive this crisis, you will succeed in Jesus' name. You know something about a storm? Some people never survive a storm. And listen to this, not every person that survives a storm recovers from a storm. But listen to me, your case is different. You will not only survive the storm, you will recover from this storm. Listen to this, praise will lift you to new dimensions in the name of Jesus. So how can I keep my praise alive? How can I keep my praise going, even in the midst of all that is happening? I'll share two quick ways by which you can keep your praise alive. Number one, by the action of your will. You see, many people don't know that praise is a decision. Hear me again. Praise is what? A decision. I can tell you 9 out of 10 times you don't feel like praising God. Not even in this time that we're right now. If you listen to your feelings, if you listen to your body, you probably will not praise God now. But this is where your will has to now override your feelings. When you see covenant people, the way they praise God, they understood that praise is a decision. David said in Psalm 34 verse 1, I will, see the word, I will bless the Lord. It's a decision. I've made up my mind to bless the Lord. Have you made up your mind to bless the Lord? You see again in Psalm 69 verse 30, it says, I will praise. You see the word? I will praise the name of my God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Praise is a decision. If you look around you, you may be downcasted. If you look to people, you may be disappointed. If you're counting on the natural to respond with praise, you may not praise God. Make up your mind today. You see, that's why happiness is a choice. Listen, if you're going to operate in the joy of Jehovah, you've got to make up your mind. And when you look at Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 18, this scripture says, yet, look at what the prophet said. He said, yet I will. See the word here? I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy. He made the decision. What's your decision this morning? You have two options. It's either to grumble or to be grateful. It's either to murmur or to make melody in the Lord. The choice is yours. You see, when it comes to praise, you got to make up your mind. We need to be decisive. I've made up my mind. I don't know about you. I've made up my mind that I'm going to praise him. Even when I don't feel like praising him. I've going to praise him. Even in the midst of the difficulties and the challenges. That's what praise is. Praise is a decision. It's not something you're waiting for others to do. It's something you have to decide to do. So I want to say to you this morning, make up your mind. Let your mind be decided. I mean, be decisive.